Chapter 20. The griever's spikes tore into the stone, throwing shredded ivy and rock chips in every direction. Its arms shifted about like the legs of the beetle blade, some with sharp picks that drove into the stone of the wall for support. A bright light on the end of one arm pointed directly at Thomas, only this time the beam didn't move away. Thomas felt the last drop of hope drain from his body. He knew the only option left was to run. "I'm sorry, Albie," he thought as he unraveled the thick vine from his chest. Using his left hand to hold tight to the foliage above him, he finished unwrapping himself and prepared to move. He knew he couldn't go up. That would bring the griever across the path of Albie. Down, of course, was only an option if he wanted to die as quickly as possible. He had to go to the side. Thomas reached out and grabbed a vine 2 feet to the left of where he hung. Wrapping it around his hand, he yanked on it with a sharp tug. It held true, just like all the others. A quick glance below revealed that the griever had already halved the distance between them, and it was moving faster yet, no more pauses or stops. Thomas let go of the rope he'd used around his chest and heaved his body to the left, scraping along the wall. Before his pendulum swing took him back toward Albie, he reached out for another vine, catching a nice thick one. This time, he grabbed it with both hands and turned to plant the bottom of his feet on the wall. He shuffled his body to the right as far as the plant would let him, then let go and grabbed another one, then another. Like some tree-climbing monkey, Thomas found he could move more quickly than he ever could have hoped. The sounds of his pursuer went on relentlessly. Only now, with the bone-shuddering addition of cracking and splitting rock joined in. Thomas swung to the right several more times before he dared to look back. The griever had altered its course from Albie to head directly for Thomas. "Finally," Thomas thought, "something went right." Pushing off with his feet as strongly as he could, swing by swing, he fled the hideous thing. Thomas didn't need to look behind him to know the griever was gaining on him with every passing second. The sounds gave it away. Somehow, he had to get back to the ground, or it would all end quickly. On the next switch, he let his hand slip a bit before clasping tightly. The ivy rope burned his palm, but he'd slipped several feet closer to the ground. He did the same thing with the next vine, and the next. 3 swings later, he'd made his way halfway to the maze floor. Scorching pain flared up both his arms. He felt the sting of raw skin on his hands. The adrenaline rushing through his body helped push away his fear. He just kept moving. On his next swing, the darkness prevented Thomas from seeing a new wall looming in front of him until it was too late. The corridor ended and turned to the right. He slammed into the stone ahead, losing his grip on the vine. Throwing his arms out, Thomas flailed, reaching and grabbing to stop his plunge to the hard stone below. At the same instant, he saw the griever out of the corner of his left eye. It had altered its course and was almost on him, reaching out with its clasping claw. Thomas found a vine halfway to the ground and grasped it, his arms almost ripping out of their sockets at the sudden stop. He pushed off the wall with both feet as hard as he could, swinging his body away from it just as the griever charged in with its claw and needles. Thomas kicked out with his right leg, connecting with the arm attached to the claw. A sharp crack revealed a small victory, but any elation ended when he realized that the momentum of his swing was now pulling him back down to land right on top of the creature. Pulsing with adrenaline, Thomas drew his legs together and pulled them tight against his chest. As soon as he made contact with the griever's body, disgustingly sinking inches into its gushy skin, he kicked out with both feet to push off, squirming to avoid the swarm of needles and claws coming at him from all directions. He swung his body out and to the left. Then he jumped toward the wall of the maze, trying to grab another vine. The griever's vicious tools snapped and clawed at him from behind. He felt a deep scratch on his back. Flailing once again, Thomas found a new vine and clutched it with both hands. He gripped the plant just enough to slow him down as he slid to the ground, ignoring the horrible burn. As soon as his feet hit the solid stone floor, he took off, running despite the scream of exhaustion from his body. A booming crash sounded behind him, followed by the rolling, cracking, whirring of the Griever. But Thomas refused to look back, knowing every second counted. He rounded a corner of the maze, then another, pounding the stone with his feet. He fled as fast as he possibly could. Somewhere in his mind, he tracked his own movements, hoping he'd live long enough to use the information to return to the door again. Right, then left, down a long corridor, then right again. Left, right, two lefts, another long corridor. The sounds of pursuit from behind didn't relent or fade, but he wasn't losing ground either. On and on he ran, his heart ready to blow its way out of his chest. With great, sucking heaves of breath, he tried to get oxygen in his lungs, but he knew he couldn't last much longer. He wondered if it'd be easier to turn and fight, get it over with. When he rounded the next corner, he skidded to a halt at the sight in front of him. Panting uncontrollably, he stared. Three Grievers were up ahead, rolling along as they dug their spikes into the stone, coming directly toward him.